The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Are you familiar with one of the latest trends in beverages, the dirty soda? They've been around for about 10 years, started in Utah, but are gaining popularity across the U.S. And in fact, if you've got a Sonic near you, you'll be able to have one of their dirty sodas coming up here this month or next month. Dirty soda started in the 2010s in Utah. It all started because Mormons don't drink alcohol or caffeine, and they were looking for a way to have their own mocktails, if you will. So somebody took a Diet Coke, some coffee creamer, and then some flavored syrup, and mixed it all together, created the first dirty soda. Coffee Mate is getting into the game too. They've got a specially made creamer that works with Dr. Pepper that will create their own dirty soda. Now you can create all sorts of flavors. You don't have to use just Dr. Pepper or Diet Coke. You can use whatever you want, any kind of coffee creamer, and then of course any flavored syrup. To many people it's strange because you've got cream going into soda. But if you think about it, isn't that what an ice cream float is in essence? Go out and try it and give it a see, and then you can make your own at home. A lot of people are doing that and having a lot of fun with it. I've had one. I think I'll pass.